So Walt Whitman famously said, "I contain all beings." And what he didn't say, which is equally true, is that all beings contain me. One time, when the Buddha was walking with his disciples, he pointed to the ground with his hand and said, "Here would be a good place to erect a temple." Sakya Devendra took a stem of grass and inserted it into the ground and said, "The temple is erected." And the Buddha smiled. The temple is erected. And it has been filled even before the eon of emptiness with all types of critters, young and old, tall and short, large or small. And some had two legs, some four, some six, some eight or 100. Some had wings and others neither. And that temple too has been and is filled with death and life, with suffering and delight, and with loss and abundance. And if the entire universe is in a blade of grass, how much more so in a river, a lake, a mountain stream, an ocean? How much more so in a stone, a rock, a boulder, a mountain? Entire worlds in each thing. This being so, there is nowhere else to go. There is no way out. And that is very evident in the climate change we're experiencing, that we are in. One can move to get away from the local changes, but really, where can you go to avoid it? One can deny it, I suppose, or bargain with it. One can get angry or passively resign ourselves. But ultimately, to what good? No matter one's strategy or scheme of understanding, it is here. It is us. And there is no way out for anyone. The Zen Buddhist rafting monk De Chung found while fishing for the golden fish that it is in abandoning all that one finds repose. Abandoning. Abandoning means living with open hands. Abandoning means living with open hearts and open minds. It does not mean passively acquiescing. De Chung's abandonment was not a giving up or a giving in, but a giving of self wholeheartedly to that which was right before him. The rafting monk fished, he rowed, and he often lifted his oar that it contained worlds of sentient and insentient beings and said, "Do you understand?" Just lifting up a finger, a blade of grass, an oar containing sentient and insentient beings innumerable. Do you understand? When he did that, he didn't expect a response. That was just his question, his presentation to each who stood before him. And because he lived and trusted his karma, day after day, he lifted the multitude of universes and said, "Do you understand?" That was his best life lived. And it is each for each of us to find our own simple way to trust our karma and to live our own lives fully and wholeheartedly. Because you, like Walt Whitman, contain and are contained by. And this means you have power. Maybe only a little power, but nevertheless, power. And so how you conduct yourselves matter. One of the inspirations for Dogen's writing, the Mountains and Rivers Sutra, was the Chinese poet Su Tung Po. This poet wrote, "The sound of the stream is his long, broad tongue. The forms of the mountains, her pure body. Through the night, 84,000 gathas. At dawn, how can I tell them to others?" So listen. Listen, that sound brings me back to my true self. So listen, listen, that sound is my true self. And know, and not only listen, but know that one of those gathas, one of those 84,000 that move through the day and through the night, that move through stars and clouds, through suffering and pain, know that one of those gathas is your sound. One of those gathas is your singing. And at times your singing may sound like a moan or may choke with tears, but nevertheless, it is the gatha which started even before the eons of emptiness, and you influence its tone and its rhythm and its melody because it is your gatha and mine. From the beginningless beginning. And that gives you power to change self. And that gives you power to change the world, even if only a little. So please continue to sing your song. Please continue to raise your oar and ask your question. And please continue to enjoy your zazen. And maybe one day, maybe today. In fact, maybe isn't the correct word. So please continue to sing your part of the song. Please continue to enjoy your zazen. And one day, today, you will wake up to that which is vividly apparent.